This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, let's kick our broadcast week into gear here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very, very important information this hour regarding our environment. And this is something that is so critical to understand, because there's a lot of people that will talk about, you know, I want a good, healthy environment, and it could be your neighbor. And then the next day, they're out there spraying Roundup on the weeds. I'm telling you, this happens. Or if you check their cupboard, not that I want you to go in and surreptitiously check their cupboards, but you know what I'm saying? They say, I'm all for the environment. And then you look at the toxic soups and chemicals in every area of their cupboards, whether they're eating it or putting it on their bodies or spraying it around their house or in their house. It's an amazing level of what we call cognitive dissonance that is very real but very dangerous. And we talk about carcinogens, cancer-causing components within the food, water, and air. These are all things that some people will conclude, it's just too much. It's all too much, Robert. I can't do anything. And then they give up. They put their hands up and say, I can't do anything. No, you can do something. And every little bit that you do will pay you back a thousandfold. And, of course, the environment, the planet we live on, will be benefited by it and for it. So don't think that you can't do anything. Granted, and I acknowledge this, I cannot control for everything that I'm exposed to on this planet. Nobody can. But when we take control over the things we genuinely have control over, we have an ability to do things. In my life, I have overcome things that, in many cases, some would say I shouldn't be alive in my 50s based on the first 24 years of my life being chronically ill and toxic and poisoned, etc. And so with that, I want to bring an old friend back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've been talking about him a lot recently, because we've reconnected with Tor McPartland of Orange Guard, and this is a substance that we've been utilizing around the house, around the garden, and completely safe, made from the citrus peel, if you will, orange peel, and it's delimiting, basically, a distillate. And this product, Orange Guard, has been run up the regulatory hurdles and overcome all of them, and it is regulated as a pesticide by the EPA, yet, as some of you may have seen, I don't know if Tor is going to be shocked by this. I think I told him. I was on the air a few weeks ago, and I decided, you know, on a whim, I know people that say that glyphosate is safe, but they won't drink it. I'm telling you, Orange Guard is safe, and I drank it on the air. It didn't taste great, but I'm alive and well. Tor McPartland, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Robert. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's so important that more people know about Orange Guard, because when you incorporate Orange Guard into your home, bad things don't happen.
Yeah,
and finally admitting that the chemicals are causing cancer.
Well, exactly. And Tor, you know, it's one thing for people to say, I'm an environmentalist, but yet I see so much hypocrisy and so much cognitive dissonance on these issues. I'm thinking the simplest things we can do can make a big difference, including stopping the use of all these toxic poisons to kill things in nature. Why not utilize the things that nature provides to us in a way that doesn't harm, you know, the higher life forms that we talk about, our pets and our kids and ourselves?
Well, it's even best to just target the pests themselves and not kill all the insects.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be when you were driving your car in the summertime, it would be covered in bugs. Not anymore. 41% already dead.
Say that again. Did you say how many? 40-something?
41% of all the bugs are already dead, and there are products out there. They're neonicotinoid. They're synthetic nicotine products, and they are so effective and so toxic that they're killing everything. I mean, Friends of the Earth did a study last year on American farmland and found that it was 48 times more toxic than 25 years ago.
Wow. Now, we think about the attack and killing of so-called bugs indiscriminately, and we've done that to ourselves, Tor, with antibiotic drugs, antimicrobial drugs in the gut, but purposefully or inadvertently, we are poisoning ourselves every day. The arrogance of man seemingly knows no bounds, but what I love about what you've done, and I want to get some of your backstory, Tor, to help us understand how you helped to develop and really usher this in and champion it out to the world to give people an option. But we have got to figure out a way to live with nature, not destroy it. But yes, there are certain things that we don't like crawling around us. Can we take care of those things without having a disastrous, you know, macro environmental impact?
Yes. You can take care of the bad bugs without hurting the good bugs. It turns out that plants make delimonene to keep the ants away, but also to attract pollinators and plant pest predators. So when Orange Guard 6-to-1 diluted is used, 6 parts water, 1 part Orange Guard, is used in the garden, then it is actually restorative to the environment.
Ah, that, yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, how is that possible, though? Of course, that, to me, goes back in my mind to your history of how you came across this substance and championed it, and maybe lead us up to how this journey, you know, commenced, right? This isn't, you weren't born and going, you know what, I'm going to come up with and promote a natural pesticide that plants do. You know, how did this happen?
Well, in the early 1980s, I built this passive solar house out in Carmel Valley, California, and the ants lived there before I did.
Yes.
And so I happened to read a Science News article that said that they had taken a citrus hand cleaner and killed fire ants. And so that was all I needed, because I took out the palette of all things had to be edible. It had to be based on water, water-based, all things edible, and delimonene active. And I managed just, and it was a really weird thing, because this wasn't done consciously. I unconsciously knew what to do. And the rest is history. I mean, Orange Guard is an incredible substance in that it is working with mom. When I say mom, I mean Mother Earth.
Yes.
To target the pests that the plants don't like, you know, like the ants that come and farm the aphids on them and all that. So you can control that. But when it dries out, then all of a sudden you have more pollinators in the neighborhood. Because the delimonene is the signal from the plants. And so that signal is amplified by the Orange Guard. And so what you end up doing is making the environment the way it's supposed to be instead of the way it is now.
Yeah. So you, again, going back in history, early 1980s or so, you make a passive solar home. You're there, and it's like, whoa, the fire ants were here first. I don't think I want to be eaten alive or bit, you know, and stung to death or anything. Yet you are conscious of the environment enough to say, I don't want to poison it either. And you observe the citrus cleaner is able to do this, and then you start looking at what is the ingredient in there, and then you came across the delimonene. Now, I've seen over the years a lot of studies within the scientific circles and medical circles to show delimonene has incredible properties well beyond its ability, like in nature, to avert pests to some degree without harming the larger macro environment as well. Was this part of the journey? Because you took this ingredient and went all the way through the Environmental Protection Agency. And these, what I call the bureaucratic oligarchies, these are largely captured agencies. You know, even the EPA sounds like it's a good thing for the environment, and you find out that the polluters have controlled it for years. You know, so how do you take an ingredient like delimonene and get them to go, yep, stamp of approval, Tor, you've got an ingredient we'll approve as a pesticide?
Well, it was funny. In the 90s, the EPA was our best friend. And they were so helpful on so many levels. It was incredible. And then after the 2000s happened, I think there was a guy appointed to the EPA, and I believe it was third in charge, who was a Monsanto lobbyist.
Right.
And since then, everything's changed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they have not been our best friend anymore for the last 20
right.
years. I'm hoping that maybe now things have changed again, but I have seen no, you know, sign that that is the way it is.
So what, yeah. even when they were friendly in the 90s, was it a difficult task to bring and again champion this ingredient as a pesticide so different from the large multinational, you know, chemical corporations, conglomerates
yeah,
that really...
Yeah, I think that mostly what was limiting me at that time was my own incompetence. I may be brilliantly unconscious, but when it comes to my conscious thought, I tend to screw stuff up. So it took me a long time to figure out how to get through that, even with their help. But it was, they were extremely helpful. At one point in the late 90s, they gave us a label amendment in weeks when it takes months or years to get one. So they were really kind to us then, and then it all changed.
Yeah, Tor, I mean, you're talking about like a misty, distant past when you could actually deal with bureaucrats and maybe get something done. I mean, that's like a small window, perhaps, and I don't know that we could ever reclaim it, but I'm certainly glad that you were able to get through at that point in time, so we do have a wonderful option, folks. And if you're just tuning into the Robert Scott Bell Show, you can always come on over to robertscottbell.com. We have links up in the notes each day. Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, sends out email alerts, and I would love for you to be a part of our email list. You can just text my initials, RSB, to 22828. Text RSB to 22828, and you'll get in on that email list. And you'll see links there, including to Orange Guard, good things that you can do to protect yourself, your family, your kids, your pets, not harm the environment you're living in, but also make it safe for those of us who don't like to be bitten and stung, you know, unnecessarily, needlessly. So we're going to take a quick break here. Tor McFartland from Orange Guard is my guest this hour. So grateful to have him on board, and wonderful, good, empowering, helpful and healing discussions coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver. Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Tor McFartland, my good friend and guest here this hour, talking about the brilliant ingredient of the natural world called delimonene, a distillate from the orange or citrus peel, and it's approved by the EPA as and registered as a pesticide, yet so safe that I decided to squirt some in my mouth and drink. I'm not telling you to do it. Doesn't taste great, but I was alive and well, and I'm still alive and well weeks later, no problem at all. But I just wanted to show and prove to my audience that the integrity with which I bring things to your attention is such that if I'm not going to utilize it, I'm not going to bring it to your attention other than to say, don't use it because I don't use it. This stuff we use. Super Don uses it around his house and his garden, and we'll get into some of the details on how to use it safely, because some plants I can spray it straight on if there's a plant that's vulnerable to a certain pest, and others you may even want to dilute it further. And Tor, you would know details like that in terms of using the orange guard.
Yeah, let's say you're growing herbs or something, you may want to take it out 8 times water. Otherwise, the general rule is 6 times water, 1 time orange guard for plants. And yeah, it really makes them happy, because when you reinforce their signals, all of a sudden they have more friends and fewer foes, and they're going to reward you with more stuff.
Well, it's funny because the allopathic thought form is always more is better. When I am a homeopath and I realize more can be toxic, and you're talking about diluting your orange guard product even further when needed on delicate plants and such safely to do. And I have sprayed it on some things full strength and been fine, but I always want to say I don't want to screw it up for anybody if certain plants are too delicate and sensitive and they don't need a certain concentration.
Well, if you do spray it full strength on a plant, you can always rinse it off shortly thereafter, and any pests will be killed, and you'll still get some of the good action of the delemoning bringing in the ferns.
Oh, nice, nice. There's no downside in that context then. That's excellent. Now, I want to talk to you about the other things that are out there commonly used. I don't know if there are brand names you can mention or not, but the neonicotinoids are a form of a pesticide that are devastating to the environment and the creatures at large, good and bad.
Well, so imagine a substance where they coat the seeds with it. So that substance is then systemic through the plant, including the pollen. And so the honeybees will avoid it initially, but eventually they try it. And once they try it, because the chem boys say that, oh, don't worry, it's not toxic enough to hurt them. But maybe in one visit it's not, but it's nicotine, one of the most addictive substances on earth. So the bees go back, and then they definitely die. And so it's killing everything. And then when they use these seeds and some of them spill, then deer and other things eat the seeds and they get poisoned. And then it doesn't break down, so it ends up in the ocean killing stuff. And so now it just keeps killing. And you know, I mean, and they brag about how effective it is, but at some point, that's not a good thing. If you're killing everything and non-target stuff and destroying the pollinators and even killing hummingbirds, not to mention butterflies, they almost killed off the monarch butterfly, but so many people are so loyal to the monarch, they made it regen some this last year, but the trends are really, really bad. And the U.S. 40%, again, that 40% number is how much pesticides in the United States are neonics, and they're in agriculture. And, of course, the EPA and their brilliance, they don't let us in agriculture.
No, isn't that amazing? It's just like
it's part of that whole American way thing.
Right. As a homeopath, I never get invited to all of the meetings about disease issues, infectious issues, which we could counter without resorting to even one antibiotic. But, you know, as we said, the chemical industry, whether it be considered medical or agricultural, has captured our regulatory agencies, not just, you know, EPA as we've been discussing, but FDA and even to some degree FTC becomes a bigger thorn than FDA when a company comes out with a good product and they have science to support it, yet it threatens the sales of one of these multinational agricultural or pharmaceutical businesses. So these are the realities we're dealing with, and I'm just going to tell you all the power you have is to not buy that garbage and to support the good products that are out there like Orange Guard. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more powerful and important discussions about the environment within us and around us and what we can do to address things we don't like without harming that larger environment. Keep that balance. It is possible. Thor McPartland's helping us do that with his Orange Guard. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you can find it even at your local Ace Hardware store. We'll be back after this.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on Sunday as over 30 million people are under heat alerts. Temperatures in Death Valley, California could reach 119, and 112 degrees is a projected high in Phoenix, Arizona. People from Nebraska to Texas could see record highs today. The busy summer travel season is here, but many are facing issues such as cancellations and delays at airports across the country. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on what's being done to help the situation.
We'll collaborate with airlines when they're ready to take steps that are positive and proactive, whether that's improvements in pay that are helping with hiring or flexibility in customer service. We're also going to enforce passenger and consumer rights.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday, and you're listening to USA Radio News. After a months-long investigation, the CBP found no evidence that Border Patrol agents whipped illegal immigrants. Texas Department of Safety member Chris Olivares reacts to the new findings.
The Border Patrol is not getting the support they need from the federal government to do their job. And this right here, and what took place last year with the alleged, you know, whipping incident, we know for a fact that wasn't the case. But yet the federal government was quick to pass judgment on these agents who were out there risking their lives, doing their job.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden was quick to criticize the Border Patrol agents before the investigation was complete. The Washburn Fire in Yosemite National Park is getting closer to some of the world's largest trees. The fire has burned at least 1,100 acres and is threatening over 500 giant sequoia trees. National Park Service crews were out Saturday wrapping the trees in fire-resistant foil. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Upcoming events can be found in the show notes, as well as there's an upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. Today you'll see in the notes my good friend Tor McPartland of Orange Guard joins us now. I'm at the Red Pill Expo in Indianapolis, Indiana, with also my good friend G. Edward Griffin. He wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island and A World Without Cancer. There's some amazing people that I've met along the way, and Tor, you're one of them for doing this extraordinary work of bringing a product out somewhat against all odds, because we've talked about the dominant control of our own governments and governments around the world, or the so-called agencies, by these multinationals, and they don't like competition. And imagine if we just stopped buying all the toxic poisons, the neonicotinoids. I mean, obviously that would hurt their bottom line, but the planet and the people and the animals on it would be a whole lot better. And so we can do this without government intervention, is my point, or that we are empowered by choosing better things and not choosing the things that are destructive. Does that seem too simple as a response?
Absolutely not. No, I mean, it's essential that people start making the proper choices and don't endanger their family, don't endanger their pets, don't endanger the environment. Instead, use stuff that is part of it. You know, an orange guard is just pure part of the environment. Delaminating, it turns out, is remember I said it was made by all plants? Well, it turns out to be an active terpene in cannabis. And funny enough, recently in Thailand, they fed chickens cannabis instead of antibiotics. And when the chickens came to market, they were worth twice as much as the chickens with antibiotics. So the market received the cannabis chickens quite well.
Do you think that, that in this case, the cannabis-fed chickens were less reliant on so-called antibiotics? You know,
they didn't give antibiotics at all. They used the cannabis instead of.
Wow.
And I think this is me just thinking, but delaminine is an antibacterial and an anti-inflammatory. So if the chickens were eating it, they were probably doing pretty dang good.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, as we look at the ingredient delaminine, it's one of those miracle molecules of creation. It has also been studied by the University of Arizona and found to have anti-cancer properties as well. We're not making any claims for any product particular in this case, but I'm just going to say that the ingredient has been so well studied that I've used and recommended it for people dealing with local or systemic issues internally. As I said about that, maybe you want to consult somebody who knows what they're doing there, but it, like you said, there's almost an unlimited array of things that we can do once we recognize the chemistry of creation is far superior than the arrogant chemistry of alteration of man.
Well, yeah, I have to agree. I mean, it's really, really bad that people think that their conscious mind, they can come up with these products that work, but they're not thinking of the whole picture. They're not thinking about what the unintended consequences of what they do are.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned
as a result, we're in the mess we're in.
Yeah, you mentioned it with the neonicotinoids, pesticides, if you will, the killing of the bees, the butterflies, and everything. And it's like this, whether it's intended or unintended, I like to think it's unintended, but regardless, in ignorance, it's still no excuse, as they say, of the law. The destruction of all life on the planet. If we get rid of the bees, you know, there was a documentary film my friend Miriam Hanane had put together called Banishing of the Bees. Without the bees pollinating, man, the food system collapses on the planet. It's one of those things that
doesn't. But there's more than just that. The whole thing is, as there are fewer bugs out there, then the birds don't have anything to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starving. And, you know, and as the killing goes on, it's like, you know, they try to say just blame it on people, but it's on the people's chemicals.
Yes.
You know. And an interesting thing that I recently read on, and of course it was a study that I saw online, but it was a study dealing with cancer of the, I'm forgetting the word. Anyway, dang it. Okay.
What part? Is it a cancer specific to one part of the body or all
yes,
over?
Yes, it's the one that men get at the, you know.
Prostate?
Thank you. Okay,
yeah.
So the delaminating killed the prostate cancer cells without hurting the regular cells.
Wow.
In this study, yeah.
That makes sense. I had a physician from Israel, Isaac Elias, on many years ago, and he used something called modified citrus pectin on prostate cancer, interestingly enough, related to the citrus, because he had a dream, apparently, when he was a young child, that he would grow up and cure cancer, and it would have everything to do with the citrus fruit. And I thought, wow, isn't this interesting how so much is coming from that class of botanical ingredients to do so much good?
It's amazing. I mean, it's like the anti-inflammatory aspect is also really, really important. And people are actually taking delaminine in pill form for kidney stones and acid reflux. And I don't know how it goes, but...
Yeah, you should have expanded Orange Guard into all of those things, too. But you pretty much stayed consistent, said, no, this is my passion. This is my mission. Have people approached you and said, hey, can we do more with this than just the pesticide?
Well, there certainly is more with it that can be done. I mean, it's a substance that is not, there is not toxicity. The only caution is to keep it out of your eyes. And the most dangerous thing about Orange Guard is if you spray it on a slick floor and leave it, it's going to be slippery.
Like a banana peel. You don't do that, y'all. Yeah.
But the other thing about Orange Guard, when you're using it inside, best to put it into cracks and crevices to create the barrier and flush out any bugs that are there. But when you're spraying it on a surface, it's going to clean it. So you want to wipe it up, and it's going to clean things you didn't even know were dirty.
That's right. That Super Don has said that, too. If you spray it on the oven, oops, you degreased it. It's great. I love that.
My wife's been taking fingerprints off of stainless steel refrigerator with it.
Ah, that's funny. So as far as the utilization, you talked about cracks and crevices like as a barrier. How often do you find it needs to be reapplied within a household setting, for instance?
Well, if you do the outdoor perimeter where you spray it right where the stucco or siding meets the foundation in the crack there using a pump-up gallon sprayer in a gallon, you know, a pump-up garden sprayer in a gallon, and then you only have to do that 3 or 4 times a year, and the bugs will come up, and they won't even climb the wall. They'll come up to that and just stop, and they won't come in. That's it. Yeah, it works really well, and you don't even have to kill anything to do it.
And for all of my organic gardeners out there or farmers, it is OMRI listed as an agent that can be used in organic agriculture. It doesn't compromise your certified organic status as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, the only real agricultural use that EPA is allowing us is our fire ant control, where it's used in the soil.
Gotcha.
And so the ag guys can use that for their fire ant problems, and it's extremely 95% effective in a study we performed in Texas where they treated 19 mounds and came back a month later and dug them up, and there was only activity in one. And
wow.
For fire ant control, you dilute it out 3 parts water, 1 part Orange Guard. And it's just as effective as full strength.
Holy tamale. Now, are these dilution instructions listed in the ingredient or on the label, or are there
separate? We have a label for fire ants, and then we have a label for ornamental plants or garden uses, and that one is 4, 6, or 8 to 1, and 8 to 1 that EPA just gave us.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to get rid of the 4 to 1 because the 4 to 1 is a little too strong.
Mm.
So I like 6 or 8 for the dilution rate.
So out of the bottle, then, you're telling me in many cases you don't need to use it full strength. You would then secondarily dilute it for use for these other purposes. Of course, you're going to extend the life of the bottle a lot longer as well.
Right. Well, for the fire ant control, it takes about a half a gallon because it's a puncture and saturate. So you want to saturate the mound to kill the queen.
Gotcha.
And so 1 gallon will end up treating about 8 mounds.
Okay. That's significant. Now, over the years, we talked off the air, and I remembered seeing it like Home Depot or Lowe's, and you said, no, it's primarily the Ace Hardware and the Whole Foods markets that do have it, among other maybe independent retailers. But was there ever a time, was it just my bad memory, that I saw it in some of these other really big box,
The only place where, like, if you went to the Walmart online, you could buy it Walmart online.
Okay.
But we're not in those stores. And, you know, starting out, we didn't want to go big box.
Sure.
Because the Ace Hardwares are locally owned, and so you're supporting Main Street. And it's been a big struggle between the locally owned businesses trying to survive against the Home Depots. And the Ace, because of their incredible service and their knowledge of their neighborhoods, has been a really, really great partner for us going forward.
Dude, I agree. Tor, I was just in the Ace last week, and they're so helpful in the Ace Hardware stores. I was just getting some, like, replacement screws that were missing things. And then I said, hey, do you guys carry the Orange Guard? And one of the kids, young kids, didn't know what that was. I'm like, we walked over to it, and I said, this stuff is awesome. He's like, really? Oh, I didn't know. And unfortunately, and this is, part of the education of the American people, much less the Ace, they still, like all of these places, carry some things that we don't like. And it's hard to break the addiction. As they said, people that, have a kind heart about them, they like to talk about protecting the environment, they're still unconsciously, if you will, just buying some of these just super toxic things. And I'm like, we still got work to do, Tor.
Well, a lot of people think if they're using it outside, they're okay.
Yeah.
And that's just not the way it is. Those toxic chemicals, the smallest amount can affect. You don't have to be acutely poisoned for those products to affect you. Low-level chronic exposure will eventually fill your teacup and make you sick. And they're finally starting to admit it. They're saying that paraquat is causing Parkinson's disease, and you can catch, apparently, just driving through a field with your vents open.
Mm-hmm.
I have an article here. They use paraquat. And then we all know about the Roundup and the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so you can pick a cancer, and then you can pick a chemical that matches it.
you're right.
No to the chems, you're going to be okay.
Oh, man. So look at this article we have linked up in the show notes from The Defender talks about the relationship between the toxic pesticide ingredients and cancer in kids and adults in the western U.S., a particular article that Tor's referencing Parkinson's, which is on the rise, and many people and many even famous people are suffering from this. And again, the glyphosate, the warning, with the lymphomas. So we're going to be back wrapping up hour one with Tor McFarland, OrangeGuard.com. Check it out. We'll tell you how to get it after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is green meadow whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Scott Belcher. All right, we got a lot more to talk about, a little bit of time to do it with Tor McFartland, my friend, with OrangeGuard.com. You can buy directly, as we talked about. There are local retailers like Ace Hardware that carry it. And, you know, I'm just encouraging everybody. In the summer months in the Northern Hemisphere, you see this more, but it can be used in the winter months when you're shut in and you're like, oh, my gosh, can I spray it? Would it be a problem? We're not, the windows aren't open. No, it'll smell like oranges in your house. You could breathe it in. It's great. No problem. So you have all the benefit, none of the detriment. Tor, you've done amazing work over the years. You stay consistent all this time. And I'm glad not only you're still here, but I hope and pray that you're actually growing and more people are coming to realize that there are safe ways to manage pests without harming the environment.
Well, we had a really good pandemic. That was our best year.
Really?
So, yeah. Well, people were home and they were more aware of their environment. So they were hogging up the Orange Guard all over, and it was a wonderful thing.
Wow. So the pandemic was, yeah, you know, there's always in the midst of crazy things that happen, there's always some good things that do occur. And we talk about the wake-ups that are occurring regarding dangerous injectables, much less, you know, the other things that are around us. And I guess I can be frustrated sometimes by going, why can't people see this and change already? And yet we sometimes neglect that, yeah, there have been changes over time. If we look back over a longer period of time, it's just never fast enough when you see it the way you see it.
Right. Yeah. No, it's, but things are getting better, but at the same time, they're getting much worse. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like a dichotomy where the chem boys are poisoning the planet at an incredible rate. And then the people that are aware of the dangers are avoiding that and using products like Orange Guard and not having the same health issues as a result. And
right.
So you can have healthier, smarter kids, because it also turns out that low-level chemical exposure affects how kids' brains develop.
Mm.
And it actually makes them not as smart. So healthy kids, smart kids, Orange Guard.
Are there any other, let's say, interactions you're having with EPA to try to expand the label indications for its use? Anything that our audience.
Well, we're sure trying to get them to allow us on food. I mean, we've been out for 20 years, and, you know, the last time we had a serious discussion with them, they laughingly told us $20 million.
What?
Yeah, that's what they said. So, but I'm hoping that now that the people maybe there are a little bit more enlightened than they've been, and that maybe we'll have a better bit of luck here in the next couple of years. But, mm-hmm. you know.
So is there
the
a way?
The problem
or...
is the Chem boys write the rules.
Yeah, that's the captured agencies I was talking about. That's why it's astonishing to me, although you described a gentler, kinder, friendlier time in the 90s, I don't know that we can ever get back to that. But at this point, you know, I'm going to do my best to communicate the safety of this product and the fact that I utilize it in and around food. I know you can't officially say that because it's your product, but I'm just sharing, you know, my experiences.
Well, we said may be used around food, humans, and pets on the label.
Yeah. Okay. So there's some things, okay, that can be said.
I have to be careful of, you know, stepping in it.
Sure. No, I'm aware of that. I'm sensitive to that.
But,
That's why
they actually wrote a law just for us in California when we started out. They called it the Healthy Schools Act. And mm-hmm. it was just for us. It was a posting law, which made the schools have to do a lot of paperwork. And the Poison Boys wrote it. And so they exempted themselves from the law because they were paste, gels, and baits. And then they exempted generally regarded as safe insecticides that are not registered with the EPA. Mm. And so the law read, we are the only, and even though we're generally regarded as safe insecticide, because we are EPA registered, we were the only product that had to post.
Wow.
And so that was classic, you know, politics.
Right.
Where, and it successfully kept us out of schools in California. I had the environmental officer from Bakersfield School District interested in our fire ant control. He mm-hmm. didn't ask if it worked. He didn't ask if it was safe. He asked one question. Do I have to post?
Right.
And I says, well, I think so. And the lineman did.
Yeah.
So he did successfully keep the environment of his desk clean.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, it's just sad. Even in an environmentally conscious state, as we've heard over the years, California, so much bureaucratic corruption, as you know, everywhere. Freedom, folks, the freedom to get Orange Guard. Please do so. OrangeGuard.com. Tor McFarland, it's great to reconnect. Thank you for your support of our message here of Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty as well.
And thank you, Robert Scott Bell. I so appreciate this opportunity to talk to people and to you. I miss you.
Yeah,
I get to come back again.
We're back. Yeah, we're going to do this again. Remember, it's a God's honest truth. Despite all the stuff going on that you don't like out there, the power to heal and clean your environment and keep it safe is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.